Hi, this is Bennett Tomlin with your Scientific Nutrition Update, the show where in 5 to 10 minutes you get my quick thoughts on something new or interesting in the world of health, nutrition, or fitness. Hi everyone. First things first, I need to make a correction. In previous episodes, I said that the app I used on iPhone to track my weight with the Trendline was Waybot. That wasn't true. The app I used is Happy Scales. It's a fantastic app. I highly recommend it. Just wanted to make that clear to everyone. Now, for today's episode, we're going directly into my wheelhouse again. This is part two of my three-part beginner series on intermittent fasting. Yesterday's episode was an introduction. Today is my guide to getting started and progressing in intermittent fasting. And tomorrow, we will answer frequently asked questions about intermittent fasting. Okay. So for this, I'm going to take you through the steps to progress in intermittent fasting that I described in my book, The Optimized Guide to Intermittent Fasting. If you want to read this chapter for free, go to scinutrient.com/podcast. That's scinutrient, scinutrient.com, and select this episode. I'll put a link up there for you to get this chapter for free. Okay, so how do you get started in intermittent fasting? Step one is to track your weight. If your goal is to lose weight, the only way you can be sure you're losing weight is if you're tracking it. I recommend using a tracking mechanism that uses a trend line, like I explained in yesterday's episode. Sorry, not yesterday's episode, 2 days ago's episode. And on Android, I used Libra for this, and on iPhone, I use Happy Scales. Step two, I recommend doing a 24-hour fast. Now, the reason for this is that fasting can seem a little bit overwhelming to people at times. Besides that, many people worry that they will struggle to do it, that they cannot go that long without food. That's why I recommend starting with a 24-hour fast, an entire day without food. Now, this can be any 24 hours you pick. It can be 9 a.m. to 9 a.m., 6 p.m. to 6 p.m. It doesn't matter. The point is to show you that someone who's probably never gone an entire day without food, for a lot of people that's true, that you can handle this. That you can handle being without food for this long. As soon as you do it, it shows that you can handle fasting. It's an easy confidence booster right off the bat and puts you in the right mindset for the rest of your time fasting. Trust me, you can handle 24 hours. Also, the first time I did it, it gave me a newfound self-confidence, made me feel like I could do anything because I realized that this constraint I'd put on myself before wasn't an actual constraint. Okay. So now the next step, step three, which is where we actually begin intermittent fasting, is don't eat before your breakfast or after your dinner every day. This is the simplest and easiest form of intermittent fasting. You eat normally, except with no snacking, before breakfast or after you eat dinner. It's a very gentle introduction into intermittent fasting, where your eating window is whatever you choose. Once you've done this for about a week and feel confident, move on to the next step, step four. Step four is to only eat for 8 hours a day. This is just like the lean gains protocol popularized by Martin Berkhan, in which for 16 hours out of the day you do not eat, and for 8 hours you do eat. You'll be shocked at how this isn't as restrictive as it sounds. For example, if you break your fast at 8 a.m. to eat breakfast, you get to eat all the way until 4 p.m. If you instead decide to skip breakfast, break your fast at 11 a.m. for an early lunch, you're free to eat all the way until 7 p.m. Do this for at least a week while continuing to track your weight every day. If your weight stops dropping or if you want a new challenge, move on to step five. Now, step five gets a little bit trickier. Step five is to only eat for 4 hours a day. This is a much bigger jump and this is much more challenging. Here is where intermittent fasting can begin to seem difficult. But it's also possible that some of the health benefits associated with intermittent fasting really start to show up with longer fasts, and so it may be worth it. Plus, remember you already did a 24-hour fast in step two, so handling a 20-hour fast seems completely reasonable. If you decide to try this 4-hour eating window, stick with it for at least 2 weeks before you advance to the next step. Now, if after those 2 weeks you find your weight has stopped dropping or if you want to try a more challenging variation of the diet, then do feel free to move on to step six. Now, step six, you're going to do what I call OMAD Plus. Now, OMAD is one meal a day. It's another intermittent fasting protocol in which you're allowed to eat only one meal a day. It's an aggressive intermittent fasting protocol that many people find difficult to stick to. What I do that has helped me stick to it better is 60 to 90 minutes, or honestly up to 2 hours, before I plan on eating my one meal, I eat a small snack. Psychologically, this makes me feel better about the diet because I feel like I'm eating more often. And it helps keep me from eating way too much for my one meal a day because I've already just had that snack to help satiate my hunger. I call my personal variation on OMAD, OMAD Plus, because you're allowed the extra small snack. Now, do this for at least 3 weeks before you decide to move on to the next step. If, however, you find your weight has stopped moving, or if you want more detail about your diet, you can move on to the next step after 3 weeks. Now, step seven, this is my least favorite step, is to track your calories. In general, I do not like tracking calories. I find that it makes eating feel like a chore, and I love eating. I don't want eating to be a chore. It's supposed to be this beautiful, pleasurable thing. However, when I'm at a stubborn plateau and I feel like my weight will just not move, you need to try something. And the easiest thing I've found for me is to track my calories. It helps me make sure that I'm eating an amount that will let me lose weight. Often you only need to do this for a little while, until you reacquaint yourself with the portion sizes that let you lose weight. After that, you can go back to eating normally without the hassle and the chore of tracking your calories. Now, step eight is the most important step in this intermittent fasting diet. And this one applies no matter how far you decide to progress in the eating windows. And that is, take a day off. I believe this diet will inevitably fail if you ignore this step. Almost every diet can be effective. We talked about that yesterday, how the primary driving feature is the calorie deficit. So almost any diet will end up working. The issue is, with almost any diet, is people stop following them. This is especially true for any restrictive diet, which I think intermittent fasting would fall under. So having this day completely off helps you stay dedicated to the diet and the other days. So at least once a month, ignore all my advice. Eat when you want, relax, enjoy it, have any foods you want. If you do not leave room in your diet for the enjoyment of food and all the things that come with it, you will fail. Our goal is to have a healthy life, yes, but most of all, our goal is to have a happy life. And that means enjoying the things in life that bring us pleasure, like food, like eating, like social gatherings, like pie at Thanksgiving. Don't give those things up. Make your diet work with them, not against them. Otherwise, you're going to struggle a lot. Now, that's all you need to know to start fasting today. Now, there's tips and tricks and other things that I can explain to you, but you have enough knowledge to get started. You know everything you need to know, so to quote a famous shoe company, just do it. Just do it. Now, if you want to learn more about intermittent fasting, consider checking out my book, The Optimized Guide to Intermittent Fasting. And if you enjoyed this podcast, please subscribe and leave a review. It helps more than you know. Thank you for tuning in. And remember, live long, live healthy, but most of all, live happy.
Oh, thank you.